That sound would likely get you kicked out of any library. But this library is different.
Once you're a member of the Tool Library, pretty much becomes your garage.
Elia Bruno is the founder and director of the Honolulu Tool Library in Kaka'ako.
We have an inventory of over 500 tools. And just by being a member, you're able to borrow as many as you want for up to a week at a time.
Community members donated more than $13,000 worth of tools to the library. Membership ranges from $35 a year to $85 a year, depending on how involved you want to be.
Our members usually approach us for two main reasons. One is necessity. For example, something breaks in their house. Calling a professional will cost a lot of money, but now they have the opportunity to do it themselves. And then, on the other hand, we also have the creatives, the people that don't need to make something, but they have these ideas, they have these visions in their head, and they come in and using the tools, they make it happen.
Edward Poe is a little bit of both.
No, my first project. I just joined last week.
Oh, you did?
I'm doing my kitchen, so I'm doing a lot of cabinet works right now. Just try it out and see how it works out. And so far, it's been great.
Poe checks in the tools he borrowed with Jean Chi, a librarian in training. Chi recently moved here from Portland, Oregon, where she often utilized tool libraries.
I just needed a hammer sometimes, or a ladder, and I would go to the tool library as a way to like not have to buy a new hammer to use one time.
Since launching in November of last year, membership has grown to 140, with a core cadre of volunteer librarians and tool doctors running the show. Summer workshops on how to use power tools and complete your own bike repairs are on the agenda, and the tool library is becoming the DIY do-it-yourself hub. But Bruno is lucky to move beyond tools.
So many other things that we buy that could easily be shared. For example, camping equipment. How many times do you use your camping stove that you paid more than $100 for? Party equipment, kitchen appliances. If you think about it, we could be doing this with most of the things that we own. It's just about making that mentality shift.
The sharing economy concept is growing across the country, and Bruno sees such a crucial need for alternatives to consumerism, especially for us here in Hawaii.
We cannot just keep importing this stuff that we barely use and then put them in our landfill. So if we could just make a better use of the stuff that's already on island before it enters the landfill to maximize the benefit to our community and to our environment, I think that's the right mentality that as island people we should have.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.